Hello there, this is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. You're listening to Hospital Radio for Northumberland and North Tyneside. Even though our theme today is about the parable of the prodigal son, we mustn't forget that it's also Mothering Sunday today, the 31st of March. The one thing that we all have in common is that a mother gave us the precious gift of life. So we think of them especially today, and we give thanks for them. So a happy Mothering Sunday to all you mothers out there. But let's just remember for a moment that Mothering Sunday may be a sad day for some. Some listeners may be mothers whose children live some distance away, and they won't be seeing them today. There may be some of you who would dearly love to be mothers, and it just hasn't happened yet. And there may be even someone out there who's only recently lost their mother. So whatever the reason for the heartache, we are thinking of you today. I well remember a verse of a hymn which has God whispering, "Can a woman's tender care cease towards the child she bear? Yes, she may forgetful be, yet will I remember thee." Some say that a mother's love is the closest thing we have to the love of God. But sadly, this isn't always the case, is it? We're only human after all, and mothers, like anyone else, can make mistakes in life. But even though a mother's love can be imperfect in some way, God's love towards us never fails. And that's exactly what we'll be thinking about in our programme today. Let's begin, though, with a popular hymn called "Lord of the Dance," sung here by John McDermott.
Dance, dance, wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, said he. I'll lead you on wherever you may be, I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. I danced in the morning when the world was begun, and I danced in the moon and the stars and the sun, and I came down from heaven and I danced on the earth. At Bethlehem I had my birth. Dance, dance, wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you all. Wherever you may be, I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. I danced for the scribe and the Pharisee, but they would not dance, they wouldn't follow me. I danced for the fishermen, for James and John, they came with me, and the dance went on. Dance, dance, wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you all. Wherever you may be, I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. I danced on the Sabbath and I cured the lame. The holy people said it was a shame. They whipped and they stripped and they hung me high, and they left me there on a cross to die. Dance, dance, wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you all. Wherever you may be, I'll lead you all in the dance, said he.
The word prodigal means reckless or wasteful, and this sums up the younger son in our gospel reading today. Here's the first part of it from Luke chapter 15. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus, and the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. There was a man who had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the share of the property that will belong to me." So he divided his property between them. A few days later, the younger son gathered all he had and travelled to a distant country. And there he squandered his property in dissolute living. When he had spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him to his field to feed the pigs. He would gladly have filled himself with the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired hands have bread enough and to spare? But here I am dying of hunger. I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands.' So he set off and went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and he put his arms around him and kissed him. Then the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his slaves, 'Quickly, bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. And get the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to celebrate." When I heard this next song sung by friends of mine from Durham, Steve and Kath Metcalf, I couldn't help but think of the parable of the prodigal son. Listen to it and see if it does the same for you. It's called Overland, Overseas.
I sit here looking over, overland and overseas. For out there on the horizon is a place I long to be. Now my sentence here is near to the end. A message I must write to my love I must send. I'm coming home, I'm on my way. I'll be leaving any day. For my debt to the world, it has long since been paid, and there's nothing now to keep me away from the place I long to be. Overland and oversea, for out there on the horizon is a place that is my destiny. Long since been paid, and there's nothing now to keep me away from the place I long to be, the place that is my destiny. But for now, I'll sit looking.
Surely this parable was a story Jesus told to encourage ordinary people who make mistakes in life, to reassure them of God's desire to forgive and welcome them back to the fold, but also to shock the proud and hard-hearted who make judgments. A younger son in those days probably inherited a third of all that the father owned at his death, the older one probably two-thirds. This son wanted none of the responsibilities or onerous tasks that came with the privilege of inheriting wealth. He was straining at the leash to see the world and taste its pleasures. In asking for his share, it was like saying to his father, "You're not dying quickly enough for my liking. I want my share right now." Many people in the crowd listening to Jesus would have expected him to say that the father should have beaten the boy severely for showing such disrespect, either that or thrown him out with nothing. But not this father, who simply gave his son the freedom he asked for and his share of the inheritance without argument. But once his son left, he began a quiet vigil with a broken heart, praying for his son and willing him to return. Now, songs don't get more moving, more deeply moving than this next one by Alfie Beau from Les Miserables called Bring Him Home.
Called on a high, hear my prayer. In my need, you have always been there. He is young, he is a friend. Let him rest, heaven blessed. Bring him home. Like the sun I might have known, if God had granted me a son. The summers die one by one, how soon they fly, on and on. And I am old and will be gone.
Thank you.
My favourite moment in this story is when the father sees far off his repentant son returning home and sprints to him the moment he sees him coming. He dismisses his son's well-rehearsed speech and just hugs him, calling to his servants to clean him up and clothe him properly. His dead son had come back to life. He had risen from the dead. Words could not express how overjoyed he was. A friend of mine, a Roman Catholic, hadn't attended church for many years, but one day he made up his mind to return to faith. So very warily he went along to see the priest in order to make his first confession. The priest asked him, "When did you make your last confession, my son?" He paused for a while before he replied, 25 years ago, Father." He expected a good lecture, but instead the old priest just smiled at him warmly and said, "Welcome home, my son. Welcome home." Let's listen to our next hymn and hear the words of someone just like the prodigal son, making his mind up to return home, "Just as I am," sung here by Brian Dirksen.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. Just as I am and wait, my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings within and fear,
let's listen now to the second part of that reading, and we're introduced here to the man's other son, a very disgruntled son, who obviously feels very upset and angry. It seems that a party has been hastily organised to welcome his wayward brother home, and he, the more dutiful son, seems to be the last one to find out. Reading from verse 25. Now his elder son was in the field, and when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. He called one of the slaves and asked what was going on. He replied, "Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf, because he has got him back safe and sound." Then he became angry and refused to go in. His father came out and began to plead with him. But he answered his father, "Listen, for all these years I have been working like a slave for you, and I have never disobeyed your command. Yet you have never given me even a young goat, so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came back, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him." Then the father said to him, "Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice, because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found. What a lot of darkness we bring down upon ourselves when we give in to our resentments and start to criticise, when we have unforgiving attitudes. When we stand in judgment against others, we risk God's judgment upon ourselves. Both of this man's sons were rebellious and lost, not just one, but they were rebellious and lost in different ways. One through his selfish, irresponsible attitude and his riotous living, the other through his disrespect, his petulance and his unforgiving attitude. When this oldest son confronts his father, he shows little respect and even addresses his brother sourly as "this son of yours." So we could ask, had he been serving his father just for his own future interests or out of a sense of duty rather than genuine devotion? How very different the story could have been if the younger brother had returned not only to a loving father, but to a loving brother too. What if the story had ended like this instead? One of the slaves said to him, "Your brother is home. He's back safe and sound." "He's home," he replied, "at long last. Is he okay?" And without waiting for an answer, he dashed in to where his young brother was. A wave of pity and compassion swept over him as he looked at his brother's skeletal frame. Tears filled his eyes when he saw how very ill he looked. "Brother," he cried out, "where have you been? We've been worried sick about you. Come on, let me help you. We'll get you sorted out." His father stepped forward to assist him, but he replied, "No, don't worry, Dad. I'll carry him myself. He's not very heavy." Shall we listen to a beautiful version of "He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother," performed by celebrities along with well-known musicians going under the name The Justice Collective, recorded for Hillsborough Charity in 2012. It was the number one Christmas song that year.
The road is long,
when Jesus told this parable, he'd been mixing with much despised tax collectors and sinners and eating with them. They were very much in need of such love and support, but not far off looking on with disgust, with the self-righteous people of the day passing judgments. There's no doubt as to which group of people each son represents. or which types of people each son represents in today's world. But here in this parable, Jesus was teaching something quite amazing. The father loved both sons equally and unconditionally, despite their foolish or hard-hearted attitudes. He was prepared to pour himself out for them regardless, in order for them to come to their senses and back into his loving arms. I'd like to close our program today with Andrew Ridgewick's version of the Lord's Prayer, which we recorded for my album, If I Have Not Love. It opens with the words, "Our Father, not my Father." And in it are words of repentance. "Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us." Until next week, bye for now.
The kingdom, the power, and the glory.